Wells Fargo?
Yeah.
The bank.
Yeah.
If you don't have Wells in Alaska.
Actually, I think we Wells do. Fargo is in Alaska.
No, it Wells. Totally is.
Yeah.
Wells.
I think because the only, there's like one or two states that we're not in for some random reason.
Hawaii?
I think we're in Hawaii.
Oh, well then what the hell?
Is
there's
what?
Like some state in the South that doesn't have Missouri, actually. Missouri doesn't have any Wells Fargo's, apparently.
I'd believe it.
Yeah.
I have no
Missouri
idea.
Doesn't have a lot of things. Sorry, the state.
Burn.
They have STL, and they have Spencer, or they used to. They have Spencer's folks.
He's in Arkansas.
Yes.
No.
But that's where he's originally from.
Kansas.
Yeah, he's from Joplin. Where the tornado went squash.
Precisely. Could you pass me a coaster, please?
Thank you.
Put my long arms to use.
You're welcome. John bought them. I was going to, and then he was just like, no, Lola.
Well, thanks,
it's booze. You bring booze to people.
Like right?
Yes. This is...
rocking.
This is fantastic.
There's a beard on my glass. It's just...
it's almost Lola-sized.
Just about.
It's sort of goatee-ish.
There was a band that I have recently come across on Facebook because somebody posted their music video, and they're called The Beards, and they sing about beards.
Have you ever heard The Beard Song by Natalie Portman's Shaved Head?
No. Oh, wait, maybe.
It's amazing.
Let's see.
Way back from
FNL.
So
adjust your pop filter so it's closer to your...
me?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's closer to the mic, and then you can push it down a little bit.
My actual mic? And... or
nope, just the pop filter. So you can see over. There you go. And then...
here.
Yeah, and then get comfortable.
Adjust it to mustache height?
I need to do this.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Mustache height.
Perfect. Okay.
So I need to... okay.
Need to pivot.
Yeah. Because everybody's on this side of the room, and I need to look at you guys.
Never mind, it's
called Ghost. Oh my gosh, wiggling. Okay.
Lola's making it her own over there.
Heck yeah, man, it's my corner. Aw, right. Corner of shame.
Well, we don't have a dunce cap yet, so it's okay.
Well, if we drink all those beards from that container, I can wear the container.
True. Go for it. Oh, okay.
Totally true.
I can hear it moving.
That is strange. All right, you gotta look up the beards. And I think they're actually
like
from
it.
Australia.
Sweet.
So John can go see them.
Yeah, I'll totally go see them.
The Beards have a song called Got Me a Beard.
There was...
and then there's one called If Your Dad Doesn't Have a Beard.
They're all about beards, like all their songs. And
that's like the Awesome Snakes. All their songs are about awesome things or snakes.
Well, at least they have two things. These guys just have one.
Yeah, pretty focused.
But come on, it's a beard.
There's one where it's called If You Should Sleep With a Guy With a Beard. And then there's another one about living in a town. I just watched the music video of it, and the music video is awesome. And it's about a guy who like lives in a town where beards are not acceptable. And so he gets on this, he's like leaves town. And he's just like, I hate this place. And starts walking, and this bus picks him up and takes him to a town that like loves beards. And then the town with beards goes to the town that doesn't love beards and just kicks their ass. It's just awesome. Their beards like come alive and like whip people. They're just like, whoop-a! It's awesome.
Somebody posted a picture of themselves with a fake plastic chest, and it kind of looks like boobs, and then the person is like doing the nipple thing.
Awkward.
Never mind. I was just thinking about awesome things I could have done instead of pouring the rum into the Pepsi. If I poured the Pepsi into the rum,
that'd have been intense.
I like it.
We're going to have to drink all that rum really quickly before it goes flat.
Oh, my goodness.
John would seriously be driving me home then.
Expertly mixing drinks.
Eric O'Hurdy drove me home once today. I took the guys out for... I took Eric and John and my brother out for lunch at Pizza Luce.
Ooh.
And we delicious. All had beer. And since I'm like half everybody else's size there, they had to like...
Wheel you out.
Yeah. Like, come on, Lola, let's go.
Too much beer, not enough pizza, huh?
Kinda. I don't know if I could have eaten more pizza, though. Oh, man. That pizza's good, though. It's good stuff.
They have really good pizza.
We took some home.
Yeah.
It's good.
One of my work buddies said that punch pizza is the closest to Italian that she's had around here, like real Italian pizza.
Hmm. Other than like Buca?
I don't know if she's been to Buca.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. I've had real Italian pizza, but I can't remember what it tastes like. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Tastes like pizza.
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Unless it was one of those treats of pizzas.
I had one really, really weird pizza that had like hot dog type sausage and eggs on it. And it was very like European-y. They were like, yeah, it's European-y. People here eat it. It's like a breakfast-y type pizza. And I was like, all right, I'll give it a try. And I was so sick.
Hot dogs and eggs on a pizza?
Yeah.
It really doesn't actually sound that good.
It was, I had to try it.
What kind of eggs? Was it like over easy, sunny side?
They were like hard boiled and sliced.
Okay, I'm not a fan of that.
I know, it was really weird. It was so strange.
Because I mean, at first I thought of, is it the white trash burger at Burger Jones? Is that the one with, or is it the Hangover?
I think it's the Hangover
because is the one that has the egg on it.
The egg and the hot sauce, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Egg and hot sauce always goes well together.
And, you know, on top of a burger. So I thought, okay, we'll just switch that with a hot dog, but then with just lots of cheese and then
pizza
really flat bun on one side.
These are like mini. It. They're like personal pizzas.
Oh.
And you just get them on the go. It was really strange.
Well, at least it wasn't sunny side up. That'd make for gross pizza.
That would be weird.
I don't know if I like oozy pizza.
I don't think I can handle it.
It'd be much. But it was only a one-time thing. I went back to normal pizza after that.
I learned my lesson.
I did. When the pizza sounds too weird, don't try it.
Or if it's just weird enough, go for it. Because
that's true.
There have been instances where I've gone out on a limb with pizzas and it's definitely paid off. Can't think of any specific examples, but I don't know.
Banana peppers, green olives, onions, extra cheese.
Ooh.
It's my favorite.
Never got into olives.
That sounds good.
It's
I'm not a huge
mix.
Olive fan. I mean, it's good on pizza, but...
Even then, I'm a picker. I'm...
Really?
Yeah. I can't do... I don't know what it is. I think it's just... Every time I get olives, it's just I get it in a concentrated state. So it's just like that's all I'm getting. It's overpowering everything else. Like one time for home ec, way back when... We had to make an omelet, and for some reason, the teacher decided it had to be a tofu omelet. Mm. And so somebody in our group was in charge of tofu, and instead of chopping it up, cooking it well, no, they just kind of par-baked it, and then huge chunks. So all of our omelets tasted awful.
Oh.
So it's like, no, I can't do tofu anymore either.
I've had terrible luck with tofu. My sister tried to cook it once, and it was awful. And in college, my senior year, Lindsay started our oven or the stovetop on fire, cooking tofu on the very last day of school, like move out day. She was making tofu for lunch and set the stovetop on fire. I don't even know. It was an electric stove. I don't know how she could do it. It was magic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Determination.
She was determined.
Perseverance. I was just thinking about a tofu dish that I saw recently that is related to streaming media because I learned about it on a cooking channel on YouTube called Cooking with Dog. And it's not about cooking dogs. It's hosted by a dog. And it is, it must be Japanese, but it's all in English. And it's this lady, and she's cooking in the kitchen with her dog. And the dog is narrating the entire thing. And it's very cute. And I just saw they had a recipe for how to make cheesecake with tofu. And
what?
Apparently you can't taste the tofu at all. So it sounds intriguing.
Well, there was one year where, like, they have a spam competition every year where they, like, have recipes, different recipes of spam. And one year a woman made chocolate spam cupcakes and won. And you, like, can't taste the spam in it. It tastes like a chocolate cupcake, but there's spam in it. And I think that's so not okay.
Wow.
Yeah, no, not really.
That's a little bit disturbing to me.
Right?
Yeah.
Though I've never had spam, so I can't hate completely. I just heard it's awful.
It's not honestly that bad. It's just kind of salty. My favorite is frying it in a fry pan and cutting it up and putting it in mac and cheese. Because if you're going with mac and cheese and just going down that road anyway, you might as well put some spam in it.
That sounds good.
And a little bit of mustard and some croutons.
Ooh.
And some Parmesan cheese.
Ooh.
The best.
That sounds awesome.
It's like a mac and cheese spam hot dish. Casserole. What state am I from?
Hot dish. We say hot dish in Minnesota. Damn it. Yeah, that sounds really good. And
it's kind of epic mealtime-ish.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting how people can take ingredients and just completely mask them and put them in things so that you don't even know that they're there, like your spam cupcakes thing. And
yeah.
Or like the tofu cheesecake that I was that I had mentioned.
It's good parenting tricks. But then, getting your kids to eat vegetables.
What's really the point of putting it in there if you don't know it's there?
I was kind of wondering the same thing, other than, I mean, nutritional value or subbing out something that you can't have. But then what are you subbing for tofu?
I don't know, because I've never made cheesecake before. But I don't know.
So getting back, so that this dog.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of hung up on this part of it. Dog narrates. Now, is this like a Garfield-esque thing where...
Oh, no, it's a live-action dog, but it's got it's voiced. And it just sits very obediently on the kitchen counter.
What was it called again?
Cooking with Dog.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
It's YouTube.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Hey, it popped up. Totally Cooking Dog with Ramen. Later. Cooking Dog with... That probably was not a good one, though.
There are a bunch of them. I think the one that I first watched was How to Make a Bento Box.
Coming up.
That's the one I saw, too. It's the first one on there.
Living room, mirroring, ding.
Oh, God, I forgot how cool your phone is.
Yep, there you go.
Man.
There you go. There it is.
Man, I'm stuck over here with my notebook.
I know, you're old
school.
Hey,
notebooks are awesome.
What?
I like how the dog's falling asleep.
Yep. Dog's just chilling out.
Potato.
Yeah, some of the ways that they do things, it, you can learn some neat tricks.
Oh, that's cool.
That's how you do that.
Yeah.
That's
you can do that with onions, too. If you don't cut all the way through the onion when you're cutting down, then you cut across and it just falls apart.
That's cool. They're so artistic with their food. Like, it's food sculpture.
Oh, just wait. Just wait till they get to the hot dog octopus.
What?
You know, I've tried to make those and it did not work.
I've done hot dog lady fingers where you take a hot dog and you cut the one end off and you slice it. Oh my God, that's cool.
Apple slice into a rabbit.
With the bent.
Oh my god, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't turn.
There you go. Oh, here comes the hot dog octopus.
Hey.
Oh.
Just to the good part.
Buffering.
Be careful not to cut your hands.
He says that every time.
Kimchi.
What is that?
It's a Korean seasoning.
Hmm.
It's very tasty. Yep.
See, it's I so expected tiny. Like the dog. Like they did establish that that was the dog's voice at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I was either picturing Adventure Time, or you know, they put something in the dog's mouth so it just kept wagging its jaw the entire time.
Oh my god! I want to make this so bad right now.
It does that have that effect, doesn't it?
I want to be go home and be a cute Japanese housewife now.
I want to be a talking dog.
All right, let's do this, Dan.
Okay, we're getting to the I think we're getting to the finalizing of the hot dog octopus now.
That's what we're all excited about.
We are.
Well, it has sort of a mesmerizing quality to it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, the hot dog figures I made, you like slice one end off so it's like flat on one end, and then you cut it so it looks like a knuckle. And then you take an almond and paint it red and put it on, press it into the round end that you leave, and then you put it like on a bamboo skewer through the knuckle part.
Uh-huh.
So that it looks like a finger kind of like dangling.
Oh.
So creepy.
I feel uncomfortable with that dog being so close to that pan.
It's a little close to the burner.
Dog knows what he's doing. He's the brains behind the operation, clearly.
Oh, they rolled an egg.
That's pretty crafty.
That was cool.
Yeah. Ah, here we go.
Here we are.
Ooh.
Eek.
See, look at that dog. It's freaking me out.
I'm surprised he's not going after any of the food.
Yeah, that's what's amazing me.
Like, he's kind of watching it a little bit, but he's not like, I'm going to stick my face in that.
Well, meh. He knows it's not a bento box yet, so it's not ready to eat.
Fair enough. See, if I put my beagle up on the counter, he would be in that pot so fast. He wouldn't care if it was boiling. He's like, yeah, I'm going to put my face in that.
Om nom nom. Yeah.
He's put his face in the oven before. So stupid.
Whoa, there's food in there. Why aren't you guys going in there?
Right. Oh, she put them in little like cupcake thingies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All about the presentation.
Oh, ice balls. Or rice balls. Ice balls.
Ice balls.
Fail.
Snow day!
Cute.
Coat the rice in front of us.
I've always wanted to make rice balls like that.
Oh, rice balls are amazing.
Is it like a special kind of rice you have to use, or is it just like jasmine rice or like sticky rice or something?
Sticky rice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's some kind of sticky rice. There's your... There you go.
Okay, that's some that's focus normal. Right there.
Yep, there you go.
So is bento box just like a lunchbox, basically?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
I don't know
for
if
the
I
peeps
could,
at home.
I don't know if I could eat that. It's just so pretty.
Oh, and it stacks, yeah. And you clips.
And then?
Yep, the nice cover goes on the top, and you put the band around it.
Dude, that is so adorable.
No, I'm hungry.
I'm going. You go to Australia, I'll go there and learn how to cook.
Okay, how long did that take?
I don't know, but they gave the... Oh, wait, I can look it up. I had it on my...
Well, I mean, the video itself is 6 minutes and 32 seconds.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, prep time... Fish Pancakes?
Fish waffles.
Fish waffles.
Oh, I failed.
Actually, I'm not sure if those are waffles or not.
That's okay.
They might have some sort of filling. I don't know. That'd be cool.
Filled with fish. Apelskiva, which is Danish pancakes, and they are like round, like golf balls, and they have like chopped up apples in them.
Ooh.
So it's like donut holes almost, but
except with apples.
No, they're like pancakes. It's like a pancake batter.
No, I'm talking about like size. Like,
yeah, they're about donut hole big. Yeah. And they're kind of like, I mean, they don't end up perfectly round most of the time.
But they're still delicious.
And you usually get like, it kind of looks like a little hook for like a turner usually that you can like scoop underneath them and flip them in the pan. And it's called the monk pan. But my mom lost hers like a long, long time ago. So as long as I can remember, she was using knitting needles. So we always had holes in ours.
Oh.
But it was okay. We didn't care.
Reminds me of up at the cabin with Dave making
pancakes.
Yeah, or like the the camp pies.
Oh, yeah, those too.
Where you just take two slices of bread and put pie filling on the inside, like blueberry pie filling or whatever, cherry pie filling or whatever you want.
Okay.
And then you just put it inside this kind of metal griddle thing, and then you stick it in the fire for a little while. The edges of it kind of cook together, and then you've got this nice pastry thing with...
Oh my god, those are hobo filling. Pies.
Yeah, yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah, basically. They are delicious.
That's cool. I've never tried those before. Yeah. I love campfire cooking.
Yeah, just like throw some meat and vegetables in a tin foil wrapper and throw it in the fire pit, forget about it for a little while, and then later on you've got delicious dinner.
Nice.
I saw this cool thing online where this guy took a big log and he split it into fours for the first half and just kind of broke it open a little bit and stuck some kindling in there, lit it on fire, and then just put a pot on top of it so that he could cook pasta while he was out camping, but just have that direct heat to it immediately.
Oh, it was just the coolest thing.
It's like, if I actually liked camping, I would do that.
I've actually seen that. It's like a Swedish campfire log or something.
Somebody in the Scandinavias.
It's Norwegian. It's got to be Norwegian.
They're clever with things like that, yeah.
Occasionally.
Possibly.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Well, the levels are looking pretty good.
Cool.
Do you want to
Roll in a second here. This is a good time if anyone needs to use the bathroom, because we're going to be hanging out for about an hour or so. Or if anyone wants another beverage, a backup beverage, anything like that, this would be a good time for that as well.
Right. Freshen up your beverage.
I think that's what I'm going after.
Yeah. I'm out. So, John, before you get away from your microphone, could you clearly say your last name so that when I edit this in post, I can pronounce it when I'm introducing the show?
Makistad.
Makistad.
Mm. Two A's.
Got it.
Yeah.
It so really I have to pronounce that other A for sure. Makistad.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Ah, back at the throat.
Ah. Makistad.
Alright.
Or Alaska John.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be in
Alaska
there too.
Alaska John, Beard, Alaska Beard.
Alaska Beard.
I've actually been called all those.
AK.
AK. Anybody else want anything?
I'm going to stare at the fridge for a second and contemplate.
I'm good with my Tootsie Roll drink. Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Roll.
Here, decide what would be the best route for...
I'm gonna leave my headphones on. I'm gonna watch the levels on the computer in the back of the room, cause I can watch my mic go, and I can see that I'm recording stuff, and I'm the only voice on there, so it's kind of funny. I hope Dan doesn't put this on, cause I'm just thinking about myself. No, I really hope she doesn't make Dan put this on the podcast. Okay, that actually sounds really good. Yeah, schnitzel. It's. Do you know what schnitzel is? Do you know what schnitzel is, though? It's like potatoes. No, it's German. Schnitzel. Schnitzel. No, I've never been to Punch Fork. Have you ever seen Epic Mealtime? I want to do that breakfast. I want to do epic mealtime breakfast. And I want to make Jack Daniel's syrup and deep fry everything. But the thing is, I need to find a deep fryer. If we know somebody with a deep fryer, this is on. What? How did I not know this? Okay, epic mealtime is on. It's on. Right? It would be interesting. A sweet fish.
Yeah.
I could see that. I mean, I've had trout for breakfast before.
Yeah.
I went camping where it was like, we brought bare minimum food, and if you didn't catch anything, you were like going to starve within 2 days. Yeah. So we ate fish for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay. We can do it.
Let's just have a day where we cook.
We can do that. Well, okay, I'm having surgery next Wednesday, and I will be stuck in my house, and so everybody's invited to come over and hang out.
All right, perfect.
And we can cook. I can sit and chop stuff. It'll be cool.
We'll make up our own stuff. We'll be inspired by
How did that happen?
Go all around, up and over. Keep going.
There you go.
Keep going.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
You're just talented like that.
It's like those bent nails that are put together. You're just like, what the
fuck? What?
You put in a... Is that a Renfest mug?
Yeah.
Giggling maniacally.
I figured that'd be...
Why not?
My logic was if he used that, that way, you know, it wouldn't...
So we could, like, party?
Woo!
John doesn't have to work ever again, so...
Two jobs and no jobs in 1 month flat.
Well, I mean, you'll probably have to work again.
Well, right.
Just not the conventional way.
Yeah. Wait, what?
He's going to go down to Australia and learn how to surf.
It's kind of like the... Surf.
The new Progressive commercial.
Be a bum.
Where he just is like, I'm giving you the Progressive stuff and I'm just going to go surf. You have no idea.
I don't really watch live TV anymore, so I miss out on all that.
I don't either, but my mom was just like, you have to watch this, and she showed it to me. It's so funny. Shatner says bra.
Oh. I was thinking, it's like, why would he be talking about women's undergarments? And then I remembered that whole surfing part.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
We've got a winner.
Come on, Jesus. Pass your cup. Sorry. I've been really bad lately. I think it's because John's visiting.
Oh, come on. Can't blame it all on me.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine.
What? She's looking at recipes.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't that nice?
May I?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You're the founder of the feast.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right?
Nicely done, sir.
I think the goblet helps.
It's tingly.
Totally does.
It aerates it more. It's good stuff.
Okay, so before we get started, John, did Lola give you any context as to how the show works?
Kind of. Yes.
I don't remember what I told him.
So we BS for like 20, 25 minutes about what we're watching and any news that we may have. Then from there we play a game called Movie Bluff, which Adam came up with. You know about the game?
I've been told about the game, but I'll warn you right now, I'm going to be pretty useless.
Well, it's...
Dude, I live in like a shack in the middle of nowhere. Come on, man. You got to come break
fine.
Here.
He'll be good.
It'll be fun. We usually softball these pretty well for
all right.
a while.
Okay.
So we do that.
Yeah.
A couple things. I don't know if Lola mentioned this. Answers, either you're naming an actor or an actress or a movie or a TV show.
Okay.
So... concept of the game, it's like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, if you know how that works.
I'm familiar.
Or like how the website IMDb works, where you can like basically type in somebody's name, then click on a movie, and then click on a name, bomb around like that.
Okay.
So for that, anytime you get to an actor or an actress's name, then you can either name a movie or TV show that they've been in. A lot of people forget TV show. So throwing that out there. And then we do also have a trilogy rule. So if... something within a movie or a series comes up, like Harry Potter, or Indiana Jones.
You can only name one of the trilogy per round, right?
There have to be three other movies named before you can go back to
that's
that.
How it is.
Oh, okay. You can get back to it, but you have to name at least three movies or TV shows in between.
Okay.
That's how it goes. I couldn't remember if it was... Yeah, I couldn't remember.
I think we may have tested it with once per round, and then since it didn't really get too far anyway, then we just allowed it back in. Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
Cool. So and, you know, we'll softball it and make sure we work out the kinks on the first round. So
yeah.